Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We are delighted to have a few minutes with another of tonight's Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame inductees. Brooks Orpik with us on the West Her Hotline. He played over 1,000 games in the NHL, as you may be aware, and has roots in the area, Amherst, and then Nichols, before a long and distinguished NHL career. Brooks, Mike, and Chris here. Congrats. How excited are you for tonight?
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, super exciting for myself and my family. Coming back to Buffalo is always pretty cool. We live in Massachusetts now, so anytime we get back here, try to have a good time, but... yeah, it's a huge honor. It's something I retired 5 years ago, and then kind of moved on to a different phase of my life when I was done playing. So, right when you put your guard down and think you're kind of out of the spotlight, and then you get a call for this, it catches you off guard a little bit, but it's, like I said, it's a tremendous honor, especially reading the bios of the other inductees and then seeing the names of people that have gone in previously.
What do you do with yourself currently? Are you still working for the Capitals in player development?
I am. Yeah, I'm doing player development with our younger prospects. So it keeps you in the game. Gives me a lot of flexibility with my schedule, having two young girls that are fully entrenched in soccer and dance. So trying to find the right balance with that. But, yeah, really enjoying doing what I'm doing.
Would you mind, Brooks, taking us back to your youth days playing hockey yourself here in Western New York? What are a couple of your standout memories?
Yeah, for sure. I was I think I moved here when I was 6 or 7. My dad switched jobs, and we were coming from California, so I didn't even know what hockey was, to be honest with you. And then that didn't take long to change being in this environment. And, yeah, I think I remember going over to, I think my dad drug me over to Holiday Twin Rinks to learn to skate thing, and I hated it. And then he, I think he was disappointed because he was hoping I would love it. And then I think we circled back a few months later, and I don't know what changed, but something changed, and got a stick in my hand. And then I think from there on out, I kind of fell in love with it. And yeah, like you said, growing up in Amherst, I probably didn't realize it at the time how fortunate I was. My dad worked for Bauer, so I had access to equipment and then a lot of free ice time here in Amherst. So everybody knows how expensive a sport it is. So those two hurdles were cleared for me and gave me a huge advantage early on.
When you have an honor like this, does it give you an opportunity, Brooks, to sort of look back at everything here? I mean, Mike just asked you about your early days playing here in the area. I think about how much work must go into doing it. Like, we all see, like, the TV, and we know the salaries and all the stuff. Like, there's a lot of glory. There's a lot of things that almost seem unattainable to regular people. But the work that goes in from teenage years right through, I mean, there's got to be a lot of grinding.
Yeah, and I think... I mean, throughout your career, you don't really get a lot of time off, so you don't have a lot of time to really let it kind of sink in or digest and really reflect on it until you are done playing. I definitely have more time now. I probably do it more when I'm traveling on my own solo. Mm-hmm. But and it's fun with my job now. I get to run into a lot of people that I played with kind of all over different years. So some of those memories are kind of rehatched. And but, yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot of sacrifice that goes into it. I wouldn't change anything. I was very fortunate to have the career I had.
You have also the unique experience, relatively so anyway, of having long stretches with both Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin, both guys pretty much still thriving. Ovechkin closing in on the all-time goals record, which is pretty insane. Any takeaways? I'm sure you have many, but just sort of like the experience of having played with these two men and other great players as well for so long.
And winning cups with both of them.
That's right. Right. Right.
Yeah, and then having two fan bases love you and hate you at different times.
But, right.
Yeah, being rivals. But, no, I mean, it was so cool having the chance to play against those guys and then be teammates with those guys. And I always tell people it's getting to practice against those guys every day. It could be humbling at times, but definitely was probably the ultimate preparer for games because you go up against those guys in practice and then you'd feel like you were never overmatched against other guys in games. So, it was super cool playing with those guys, both super good competitors and teammates that probably prepare in vastly different ways, but both have a lot of success. And, yeah, I mean, they're still playing at crazy high levels, even at their ages.
I still remember, I was just mentioning to Mike off the air, you scoring a goal in game two of the final with Washington. And my recollection of that is that it seemed like an unprecedented event had just happened, that you had scored a goal in a Stanley Cup final game. And I don't know, do you remember it that way? And were you at all like, guys, I'm in the league. Like, it's okay. I'm allowed to score goals.
Well, it was against a good buddy of mine, too, so I got to rub it in on Marc-Andre Fleury. So that was even better. But, I don't think goal scoring was ever something I was looked for. So it was always nice to contribute. And then when you could do it at that point in the season on that stage, obviously it felt really good. But that was a fun series, and obviously we won it that year with probably about as fun a group as you could do it with.
Finally, Brooks, Rob Gronkowski was on with us earlier today. He said he's got about 80 people at this thing. I don't know, it seems like a high bar to clear, but I'm sure you've got your support tonight.
I don't have 80, I'll tell you that, but I was definitely looking forward, and still am looking forward to meeting him and hearing his speech. I think my brother actually crossed paths when they were both at Williamsville North a little bit, but I've never had the chance of meeting him. So, hopefully we do tonight.
Very cool. Glad we could have you on, Brooks, to help you celebrate tonight. Bulldog, go ahead.
Before you go, I got to solve this because I'm on your Wikipedia page. And he's known as Free Candy to his teammates, a nickname of uncertain origin. So I feel like I can do the world a great service if we can find out what the origin of Free Candy as a nickname for you is, if it's even real.
I can't tell you what it means. I can tell you the origin. The origin was, man, that was like my first handful of years in Pittsburgh. I think it was like, man, this is like the early years of like blogs.
Okay.
And there was a Penn blog there. I never even got to meet the guys who did it, but yeah, they were selling T-shirts, and the amount of people that would yell and scream that at me, like,
all right,
yeah, I don't know, somehow it caught on, but it thankfully nobody calls me that anymore.
All right, well, I'm sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, no hard feelings.
All good.
A lot of nicknames on the Hockey Reference page. A lot of other ones to pick from, Brooks.
Yeah.
Thanks again, and congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Orpik, one of the inductees tonight at the Convention Center, the 2024 Greater Buffalo Hall of Fame. If you missed Rob Gronkowski, we had a great chat with him earlier today. We'll have that coming up for you here in a few minutes. And tomorrow, Matt Verderam is scheduled to join us in the afternoon. We'll talk about the Chiefs side of this rivalry. Of course, right? I mean, we're just immersed in this game. I am. You're not, but I am. You're looking at your fantasy stuff. I know.
No, I'm the weirdo that's looking forward to Hellebuck and Shesterkin tonight.
All right. It's respectable.
I mean, it's not Chiefs Bills, I know.
Respectable. There probably are these old Chiefs Bills games on NFL Network all week
right.
or something. Anyway, back with our chat with Gronk after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.